Dr. Murdoch, we've just got a question from Jim McFarlane. Thank you, Jim. Please go ahead.
Morning, Ross.
Good morning, Jim.
Just a quick question. You're saying with regards to a lot of products that you're in talks, I suppose I just want to know how far down the road you are, especially with the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, I suppose like most biotechs, we're constantly, if we're doing our job properly, we're constantly talking with potential partners. These deals are never done till they're done. So we often go through a variety of steps. The first step being obviously either they or us approach each other, talk about the technology. We then go through a more complicated and extensive due diligence process, and then finally get into the final contractual financial bits after that. We have a variety of different groups that we're talking to in each of those different stages. And obviously, I'm not in a position to sort of go into much detail other than to say you'll probably hear us talk that we're in discussions at each of these quarterly meetings. We're constantly trying to look for partners who will cover everything from early R&D all the way through to commercialization of products. I can say that we have a number of groups that we are talking to where we are well into the due diligence phase. At the end of the day, the strength of the data that we have, their need to include a product like ours in their portfolio will all end up determining whether we can finally sign a commercial contract. But we have discussions in each of those phases at the moment.
All right, cool. The, you know, I'm obviously just trying to get it straight in my head. So my interest is certainly the pain portfolio. So if we take that as an example, are they sort of at the due diligence point of view? And my question is, have they been around for, let's say, years as opposed to weeks? I'm trying to gather or understand the level of interest.
Yeah, there are a variety of groups. We have some that have been looking at the portfolio for a while, mm-hmm. but we certainly have a new, I'd like to use the word surge, of interest, particularly around the fact that the oxycodone trial will be completing relatively soon. In all of these cases, the strength of proof of concept data will determine whether they're going to jump in or not. But there are groups that are doing the due diligence around our oxycodone product. Mm-hmm. And really, I wouldn't suspect that we would do anything substantial until we get those results.
Sure.
But also, we're expecting that we will be at JP Morgan or meeting people at the JP Morgan conference early in January, and we're hoping that we will have some data that we can share with potential partners there. So not only will we have the long-term and the new groups that are in, but we may be able to also start discussions with other groups there as well.
Yeah. All right, cool. Since nobody else is asking questions, I'll continue if I may.
Let me just check if there is anybody else before we do that. I just want to assure... actually, we can take one more question and then we'll see. I think there is an additional question.
Yeah, it's somewhere between an observation and a question.
Sure.
With the acne tests and now certainly the topical tests, I know there are real issues getting candidates in Australia. Have lessons sort of been learnt from that?
I'll go broader than talk about the lessons. So yep. Australia provides an opportunity for us to get into trials earlier than we would necessarily be able to get into trials in other jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
The process here really encourages advanced prototypes to be tested, which gives valuable data. When you're doing those early tests, it's ideal to try and make your initial group that you choose, so the initial group of subjects that you choose, as homogeneous as possible. So you typically look to a group that all can be characterized as having the same specific set of either symptoms or disease attributes. The slow recruitment, particularly if you look at, say, PHN, there's lots of people with PHN. Finding people that for a trial are willing to come off their medication, that have a specific type of lesion in a specific location, who can, you know, agree to a trial. By the time you do all of those allowances, you start to subset the relatively large opportunity down into a relatively small number of patients. You're increasing your chance of success and increasing your chance of getting clear evidence that the drug works, but trying to find them is always a challenge. So from my point of view, the lessons learnt, we could go broader, but we would need to have more many more patients because the variability within the group would increase. And ultimately, it may not shorten the timeline. It just increases the cost because we pay per patient. So from our point of view, the aim is to keep the cost as low as possible, keep the variability as low as possible, give ourselves the best chance of getting a very clean trial, which is most appealing to potential partners. And all of this, unfortunately, takes time. And so I haven't thought that the... Well, I'd always like our oxycodone trial to progress much faster. I haven't thought that it's been ridiculously delayed due to low recruitment rates.
I think it's probably, what's the word? You know the history as well as I do, so people are nervous, people are skeptical. Yep. So when you're still looking for, potentially, for patients, with a couple of months to go, people get nervous.
Absolutely.
And that shows up in your share price.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that people will start believing and that will show up in our share price as well. But you're right, we actually have some very encouraging information to date which tells us that we may, I don't want to go into too much, but we may have less than four to go.
Sure.
So... Things are looking promising, and we still are predicting that we're on time to finish this. So hopefully the shareholders can get some sense of relief from that.
Exactly. All right, that's great. Thanks, Ross, and enjoy the rest of your year.
Thank you very much. You too.
Okay, see you.
See you. Do we have any other questions?
Thank you, Dr. Murdoch. Our next question is from Heath Robertson, a private investor from Brisbane. Thank you, Heath. Please.